It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And one thing we have got to continue to talk about is COVID-19, not only the virus, but also vaccines. And now the Biden administration has announced plans for vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11. On the line, we're going directly to the source, White House 411, Dr. Cameron Webb, who is the White House COVID-19 response team. Thank you so much for calling in today, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So I saw this today, and apparently there's going to be the FDA. They're going to have their own independent advisory committee meeting that'll be followed by the CDC's. But in the meantime, the administration has already announced plans should the vaccine be authorized for kids 5 to 11. Tell us more.
Yeah. You know, I think that it's pretty standard to make sure that you've got some plans in place in case those vaccines are approved. You know, parents and kids, there are millions of parents and kids who are eager to get vaccinated. I know that's not everybody, but we know that there are a lot. And as soon as there's a thumbs up from the FDA and the CDC, they're not going to want us to wait to start planning then. So we just wanted to provide an operational update on how, you know, should this be approved, how we would approach it. And that gives some heads up, not just to states and localities, but also to parents and to kids. And so that's what today's announcement was about.
So talk to the parents, Dr. Webb, because some are still hesitant about the vaccine themselves, much less for their kids. What would you say to parents who are teetering on that edge, or even if they've been vaccinated, but they're still kind of, you know, suspect about their children?
Yeah, and, you know, we know that almost 80% of adults are at least one shot in at this point. We know so many people have been vaccinated, mm-hmm. and that's across communities. But we also know there are still some folks who haven't made that decision and are still thinking through the science. And we just always encourage folks, you know, go to trusted sources. Make sure you're talking to, you know, if you have a health provider, talk to them. Talk to, you know, public health professionals in your area. There's so much bad information out there on the internet. I come across it every day myself. And so I think I completely understand why if somebody is surrounded by, you know, information that isn't coming from trusted sources, that can cause even more, you know, a sense of hesitancy or even more pause before you make that decision. But what I tell folks to do is, you know, when people say do your own research, take it a step farther and say, what does that actually mean? You know, if I've never been in a position where I had to research how a vaccine works before, what does doing my research on that mean? And it's not often scrolling through Facebook or Twitter. It's probably more so talking to your doctor, somebody who helps you make health decisions. It's probably listening to the local public health officials in your community who are going to be armed with the best information. You know, it's going to sessions where you can talk to local leaders and get some Q&A in, and they'll talk through the research and the studies. They're guiding the recommendations. That's what it means to do your research, right? And I think that's an important thing for folks to know.
Yes, not your uncle who came across a YouTube video or somebody got their PhD in Facebook. happens. And look, doctor, you know, as a parent, it is important that you ask questions to the right source. Some of us can't do new math, so how are we going to be epidemiologists for our children? I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm a whole doctor. That new math, I don't know.
Oh, you don't got the new math either? Okay, so I feel better.
listen. But I think that that's right. I think that, you know, making sure that folks know where to go. And I also tell people, listen, these are my babies. I've got a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old. Right. There is nothing that I would ever do to put them in harm's way. There's nothing that I would blindly follow if the risk falls on my children's shoulders. My charge, my responsibility is to be that thoughtful consumer on their behalf. And that's with all things, right? And so that's where I say, like, you know, I'm going to make sure that, you know, yes, I have a lot of faith in that FDA committee because I know who's on it. I know their credentials, their background, and the way that they dig into the science and deliberate before they make a recommendation. And I know the same thing about that CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. So I know that that's going to be a very science-based, you know, kind of top-of-the-profession kind of recommendation. The brightest, sharpest, most experienced minds saying this is what you could or should do for your children. And even as a physician who's been taking care of patients and taking care of COVID patients the last year and a half, it would be a stretch for me to then substitute my judgment for the judgment of these panels of experts, right?
Yeah.
I have to say, well, if I disagree with them, why is it? Is it just my general concern that I have for my babies? Possibly, right? But what's the scientific root or the basis for my concern? And are those questions that I can get answered right, by going a little bit deeper. And that's kind of what my process is going to be for my wife and I as we're considering this for our kids. And, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you, right now, we're very, very likely, unless something changes or something really frightening that comes up, we're very likely to get our yeah. kids vaccinated because we're scared of the virus. The virus mm-hmm. is very clearly a risk to my children and has been since it first got here. So we want to mitigate that risk, and the vaccines are a really great way to do that, assuming they're safe and as effective as they are in adults.
So we will be waiting this this announcement, but at least the plan is in place. Do we have any idea? Because I believe the CDC, their meeting's in the beginning of November, so not very long. So will it be shortly after that? Should that come to pass, Doc?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, it'll be first the FDA's meeting, then the CDC's meeting is you know, several days later. And really shortly after that, I think our goal has always been not to force people to wait much time, not wait a lot of time after the CDC gives it the thumbs up. Because then again, after that committee meets, then the CDC director weighs in, and then that's when it's go time. We saw this with the boosters conversation. Yeah. Really, after the CDC director gave the thumbs up, really the next day, we were getting shots in arms. And I think there are going to be parents who are waiting with bated breath. Yeah. And as soon as they see that thumbs up, they're going to be looking for where and how they can sign up in their own community. So I know that there are folks who are ready to go. One thing that's important to us is that, you know, through this process, all communities have access to these vaccines. Mm-hmm. And we're not leaving, you know, children of color behind. And there's already gaps in vaccination rates among children of color compared yes. to their white counterparts. And so that's what's, you know, the chickenpox vaccine, let alone COVID, right? And so this mm-hmm. is where we say we have to make sure we're getting really good information in a really clear way out to people through local trusted messengers. That's going to have to start, you know, before day one. And that's what today's mm-hmm. announcement was about. It's making sure that those messengers know we're going to make sure we're getting you the best information you can get, giving you resources to get that information out in your community.
Dr. Cameron Webb of the White House COVID-19 response team will be waiting for the approval for vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.